Hey, Yael, do you remember episode 5 of Star Wars?
Sure, Don. That's the one where Luke Skywalker loses his hand in a lightsaber duel with Darth Vader.
He's implanted with a cybernetic hand that works just as well as the original. Soon, something like that may actually be possible.
These days, most real artificial arms are still pretty crude. They're strapped on and controlled by electrodes on the skin. They detect electrical activity in the muscles of an amputee's stump. Using those signals, the amputee can command an artificial hand to do simple things like open and close, but the skin signal doesn't allow precise or reliable control.
In 2014, biomedical researchers reported a major breakthrough. They anchored an artificial arm directly to the bone of an amputee's stump with a titanium screw. This gave them a stable base for implanting electrodes permanently under the skin in direct contact with muscles and nerves.
Did all this improve the amputee's ability to control their arm?
There were dramatic improvements. The system provided near-perfect control of a robotic elbow, wrist rotator, and a hand that could open and close.
We can precisely control our real hands because the sense of touch gives us feedback. What about that?
The researchers stimulated a sensory nerve and produced touch sensations that seemed to the amputee to come from his robotic hand.
I'll bet the amputee still can't play the piano.
No, current technology doesn't yet allow full independent control of robotic fingers. But now we've created a real cyborg, a directly coupled human-machine system, and there's lots of potential for further improvements.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.